What can you do to help the environment? Ninth grade students at Aspen High School researched environmental issues and want you to help the planet.
The threats to the depletion of coral reefs can be determined as being caused from human activity. According to research conducted along the Kenyan coast on SciDev.net, these threats are agriculture and urbanization based. Some of the threatening activities can include pollution, ocean temperatures rising due to climate change, and overfishing. This is what leads to coral death, meanwhile making the recovery of reefs difficult as well as maintaining their overall health a challenge.
One of the current biggest and most popular examples of pollution in coral reefs would be bleaching in the Great Barrier Reef. A cause of bleaching is overproduction of CO2. According to the National Ocean Service, only 7% of the reef has escaped bleaching, but the bleaching is occurring in an area the size of Scotland, so that is a very small percentage. We must change our current practices so we can keep our Earth beautiful.
Many animals are being affected according to onegreenplanet.org. The three animals that are most being affected are hawksbill sea turtle, whale sharks, and dolphins. All of these animals are being greatly affected because the coral is dying and the animals need the coral as a resource and food for survival.
There are lots of easy things you can do to help preserve and save the coral reefs. According to the Nature Conservancy, the first thing that will help the reefs a lot but won't affect you very much is just use less water. Water runoff that goes to the oceans and hurts the reefs and kills the reefs, so just take a minute less of a shower each day and you will already be helping the reefs a lot. Another easy thing you can do is make sure you dispose of trash properly. Don't leave trash in fishing lines around the beaches and oceans because it will pollute and hurt the reefs more. Something you could also easily do is reduce the amount of CO2 you use.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Support for this project comes from the Colorado River District.